Plane crash on Catalina.
Killing all five aboard.
A victim's phone called it in. It's Wednesday, October 9th. This is the LA Local, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. Mike Simpson in for Alex today. Coming up, we had our big DA debate.
Fear is up because crime is up.
He's either lying or he doesn't understand the job.
And Disneyland's getting more expensive. But first, the plane crash that killed five people on Catalina Island. This was last night. The plane took off from Santa Monica Airport. That's where we've had our John Baird.
Well, we've confirmed with an aviation company here at Santa Monica Airport that the plane was owned by the pilot, Mr. Ali Safai. And in checking FlightAware, we could see the plane left Santa Monica about 5:57 last night around dinner time, landed on Catalina 23 minutes later, spent roughly an hour and 45 minutes on the ground, and then took off again around 8 o'clock at night, 8:05. And that's when the plane crashed, killing all five aboard. And the sheriff's department tells us a mobile phone sent them an automated message about the crash.
The deputies at Avalon Sheriff Station received a call, and it's based upon GPS coordinates. It doesn't necessarily give like a street or an address or a landmark.
That's right. The phone automatically called the sheriff's station on Catalina, just like some modern cars do. If you get in a crash, it'll call 911. Now, authorities rushed out. They found the wreckage and the bodies. And again, here at this small aviation company, they gave us a statement a short time ago confirming that Mr. Safai owned the plane, that he used to own a company called Santa Monica Aviation, and that he was on board that flight with four other people.
Now to our debate. We did this here at KNX News along with the LA Times, the district attorney's race here in LA County.
The difference between my opponent and I is that he's an opportunist and I am an optimist.
There he goes again. George Gaslight Gascon.
D.A. George Gascon, the incumbent, Nathan Hochman, the challenger. This was an hour long. I'd really encourage you to go and watch or listen. You can do that at knxnews.com. Latest polling showed a lot of undecided voters, although Hochman way ahead in the people who say they know who they're going to vote for. We really tried to press him on actually answering some of these questions. We brought in one question from a KNX listener, Oscar Garcia, who said, look, people are worried about crime. It's got them scared. Some people even thinking of packing up, leaving because of all the crime they hear about. What do you say to them? Hochman answered first.
You know, Mr. Gascon would say crime is down, so fear is up. So, Mr. Garcia, I guess it's your imagination that you're feeling any unsafeness in your community. But that's not true. I've spoken to people who for the first time have had their homes broken into, their businesses broken into, their cars broken into. I've spoken to parents who have lost kids from fentanyl poisoning. Again, they look to the DA's office to do its job, to hold prisoners, to hold defendants accountable, but do it in a smart, proportional, and effective way. So I would say to Mr. Garcia, four more years of Gascon, you might join everybody else. Get your bags packed and go join the people who have left Los Angeles if you care about your safety.
First of all, Mr. Garcia, I am very sorry that you are feeling the way that you are. And by the way, you're not alone. There are many people in our community that are fearful. There are many people that have been victims of crime, not only recently, but they have in the past as well. And part of my job is to be out there, as I do every day, and do everything that I can, not only to address the fears that you have, but address also crime problems. And one crime is one too many crimes. But I tell you what I will not do, which my opponent does on a regular basis. It's the fear-mongering. It's the dystopian view of our community. It's feeding into the worst of us, instead of looking to see how can we work together to have a better future and do it not from a place of privilege, but from a place that can actually walk any community in this county.
Again, if you missed it, you can watch that debate right now, knxnews.com. LA has a new way to make some money with the parking tickets, even if you're about to hear, no, that's not what we plan to do. This is about the bus lanes and people who park in those when they're not supposed to. There's a plan out to put cameras on buses to catch those who block the lanes. 100 buses will get the cameras, take pictures of the license plates, and the tickets will go out to the owners. So here's Craig Figner now with City Councilman Bob Blumenfeld.
Is this kind of a sign of the fact that LA is looking for places to find revenue?
This isn't making a lot of money. This is not a big
revenue. $5 million is the projection.
I didn't think it was that high, but
well, that's what it says right there.
All right. I don't believe. But
I'm looking at the letters.
No. I believe you. No,
oh, okay.
No. But what I'm saying is my hope is that we'll bring in very little revenue, is that people will stop parking in the bus lane. It's not really about the revenue. My hope is that once this goes into place, people will stop parking in the bus lane.
Uh-huh. Craig says even though Blumenfeld says it's not about the money, some other council members were quick to propose ways to spend the money that's going to come in from this. First-time fines, $290, so watch where you're parking. Homes here in Southern California dropping off from a record high, housing market slowing a bit over the end of the summer, August being the slowest on record. Median prices of a home here in Southern California dipping down to $760,000. That is down $20,000 from the median price in July. Do you need to do some grocery shopping? There is a big change coming to the stores here. Governor signed off on this.
All those labels we see on our food saying use by, fresh as by, sell by, that can all get pretty confusing at times. But California Assembly Bill 660 aims to change all that. Phil Lempert, editor of Supermarket Guru, says there will now only be two labels we actually need to worry about.
One is best if used by, and that's going to talk about quality, or used by, and that talks about product safety.
He says the hopes are that this will cut down on the amount of food that we end up wasting every single year.
It's estimated that about 20% of all of our food waste is because of these confusing labels. So it's going to save a lot of wasted food. It's going to save people a lot of money.
Now, the new bill will continue limiting refrigerated shelf life to no more than 30 calendar days from packing to consumption, except for food that is originally frozen. The new rules take effect July 1st, 2026.
Those are Brian Douglas. All right, quick break, and then Disneyland and the jellyfish robot in Long Beach. Okay, sing along to Small World or the Space Mountain theme, whatever you want. I can't play it because I don't want to get sued, but that's your scene setter because Disneyland is raising prices. Yep, it's happening today on most of the tickets. I say most because they do that dynamic pricing. They've been doing that a few years now. So it's going up on the peak days, the busiest days, about 6% on average.
It's the world we live in at this point in time. One thing about our industry is the general public loves us.
Yeah, they kind of got you, right? People are still going to go to Disneyland, of course. Dennis Spiegel is a theme park consultant for different parks around the country. The cheapest tickets will stay the same, but the busy day ones are going over $200 now for just one park, not even the park hopper. That's like $271, so get ready. His tip, go there early, make the most of it.
The average stay in a park is somewhere around 7 to 8 hours. So if you take that ticket cost and you break it down and divide it through the day over those hours, it's a pretty good value.
Yeah, be there at Rope Drop, get on some rides, stay all the way to the fireworks at the end. Carpool, too, because parking is, I think, $35. Finally, something in Long Beach, the marina, going to help keep it clean.
It is a robotic device that is about 2 foot square, approximately, and drags a catchment bag behind it.
Karen Adams with more on the jellyfish bot.
This Roomba of the sea has been busy. Long Beach's Brian Plant says for now it goes out twice a week and scoops up all kinds of stuff.
It's all that, any surface debris you see up there, bottles, chip wrappers, candy bar wrappers, straws. Like any floating plastic debris, we're going to be able to catch.
Right now, it's called Jellyfish Bot, and Plant says there's now a competition underway for kids 18 and under to rename and come up with some nice artwork for it.
We need a name. As cool as Jellyfish Bot as the name is, we want this to resonate a little bit more closely with our community. So rather than just being a piece of technology, we want this to be a community member that's joining us in the fight against marine pollution.
Your name and artwork for Jellyfish Bot must be submitted by October 25th. You can't use AI for the artwork.
But the prize, $1,500, so not bad. What they named that boat in the UK when they did the contest, Boaty McBoatface? Kind of like that one. That'll do it for today. I think I'll see you again tomorrow. The LA Local is brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com.